It's time at TalkZone for more world-changing leadership with Our Global Hope. Here again, your host, Dr. Henrik Mann.
If you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Henrik Mann, and we're back with our special guest, Mr. Jim Cavell, the Monterey Bay Aquarium Senior Manager of Guest Experience, Training, and Interpretation, talking about the critical leadership issues related to ocean health and how the Monterey Bay Aquarium is a world-class center of education and advocacy. I want to remind our listeners that they can learn more about our show by looking us up on the World Wide Web at www.ourglobalhope.com or emailing me at hman@gencomintl.com. Jim, as we start to think about the scope of leadership challenge that is involved with building and growing and maintaining a world-class operation, I think about all those volunteers, 700 or more of them, and I've had a chance to ask them secretly when you weren't there what they thought about why they were coming. And one of the gentlemen had been there for almost since the inception of the aquarium, and he drives about an hour or more to get there on a weekly basis on the weekends to have the privilege at his own expense to spend a Saturday teaching the people about one exhibit or another. And I'm wondering if you can share with our listeners what engenders such loyalty and joy in volunteers who are working with you.
Well, a lot of our volunteers, and it is a remarkably dedicated group of people. It sure has been a privilege working with these volunteers through the years. A lot of them are very passionate about the oceans. They live on the coast here, and a lot of them have chosen to live here because of that affinity for the oceans. But a lot of them also are really dedicated to people and to education, and this is the perfect combination. A lot of our volunteers enjoy spending time here at the aquarium, but they really love interacting with our guests, and you feel like you're making a real contribution here, whether it's just helping a child touch a hermit crab or a sea star and getting them excited about meeting an ocean animal for the first time in their life, or maybe talking to somebody else that's spent many years by the ocean and just how things are changing and how we can do a better job of managing ocean resources. So our volunteers, we have kind of a favorite saying here that people come here for the fish, but they stay for the people. And a lot of our volunteers, after spending a little bit of time here, you realize that every day you come here and you touch people's hearts and minds and you change how they look at the world around them, and maybe inspire them to do a little bit better job of caring for all of our resources on the land and in the ocean. And after spending a few hours doing that every day, who isn't going to feel great about what they do? So that's been the real paycheck for our volunteers through the years.
What would you share with our listeners about how you provide leadership development and training and education for the volunteers so that they can be at their best and enjoy working with those folks?
And our volunteer program is really, we focus on providing good basic understanding of the ocean, make sure our volunteers know some marine science so they're comfortable with that. But we also spend a lot of time on our audience and how do we connect with that audience? How do we talk to people and interpret to them and allow our guests to really make meaning of their time here at the aquarium? And I think that's been the real secret to the success of our volunteers and our volunteer program, is they get as much training and experience on the people side of the aquarium as they do on the animal side of the aquarium. So they're able to go out there and interact with our guest audience with a lot of good stories, a lot of sound science, but also to make sure that they really engage the audience. And I think that's a key part of the experience here at the aquarium. Those volunteers really are the face and voice of the Monterey Bay Aquarium. And anytime you come here, virtually everybody interacts with somebody out there in that trusty rusty jacket. They learn a new story, they meet a new animal, and they walk away a little bit closer to the ocean as a result.
One of the things that I love is coming and getting educated in the auditorium because you have different movies that highlight different aspects of ocean health, whether it be at the micro level or at the macro level. And you have some wonderful educators who come in and share their expertise with the audience and answer questions as the movie or presentation ends. I'm wondering if you can share a little about that.
Yeah, we have a very talented staff of presenters and some volunteer presenters as well that do more structured, more formal programs in the auditorium. When we talk to somebody in exhibit, the conversation may be 2 or 3 minutes. When we can gather a group in the auditorium or at a formal exhibit feeding program, then maybe we can have a conversation the last 10 or 15 minutes. And you can get into a little bit more depth, connect a little bit more closely with the audience. So it's a different kind of experience. And our presenters are not only incredibly knowledgeable, but they have a great sense of humor, really good delivery, and good back and forth with audience participation. So those programs are still brief, but very engaging. And, of course, in the auditorium, we're able to add a lot of amazing technology, like bringing live video images from the submarine canyon right into the auditorium while we talk about what the scientists are seeing as they explore the Monterey submarine canyon. That's a pretty remarkable experience and one that indeed really has an impact on our guests.
Well, I'd like to invite our guest host, co-host, consummate student of history and author of several books, college professor in Springfield, Missouri, and a business consultant and a great speaker, Dr. Charlie Self, to join us. And Charlie, welcome you to the show. And I'm wondering if you have a question for our guest today regarding leadership themes related to the Monterey Bay Aquarium.
Well, I both have a comment and a question. I think my comment is in listening to just the tremendous synergy that occurs at the aquarium, you have this combination of a really clear vision by the founders, coupled with an ongoing sense of wonder and education, and then being able to tap into the different interests of volunteers. So I think the Monterey Bay Aquarium can instruct corporations, business leaders, charities, and others in how to really animate volunteers. I think maybe one of my questions is how do you continue to innovate and to both raise funds and communicate with each other on innovation, because the aquarium's not static. It's always been a wonderful place, but it just continues to amaze me and continues to impress all of us. How do you organize and drive innovation?
And that is a constant challenge for the aquarium, is to look out ahead at what's new, both what are our new issues, new things going on in the ocean that we feel we need to bring to our audience, as well as what's new with the audience, as the tastes and background and interests of our audience continually change. And I think we probably learned some things from David Packard early on. He knew that in the computer business, you had to always be looking ahead at what's the next technology coming on board. And so we have always invested in audience research just to learn about the changing tastes and interests of our audience, as well as staying very well connected with the marine science community so that we see what's on the cutting edge of marine science, and continuing to look at how do we combine those things in new ways. What's new in the oceans? What are some of the things that are really grabbing people's attention these days, and how we keep combining that into innovative exhibits? And having the temporary exhibits that we were talking about earlier is a great opportunity to keep experimenting with new exhibit ideas, new themes, new ways of displaying marine life, new kinds of programs that we can wrap around that. And so those temporary exhibits give us an opportunity to keep looking at new ways to connect people to the ocean.
Yeah. Jim,
so
I'm wondering.
Go ahead, Henrik.
Well, I was going to ask Jim, what is the greatest leadership lesson he's learned over the 23 years he's been working with the Monterey Bay Aquarium?
Wow, that's I tell you that in the aquarium, because I taught some organizational development before I moved into this field. I have really loved studying the aquarium as an organization. You know that David Packard had this philosophy of management by wandering around. And everybody's on a first-name basis. There are very few doors on offices, and those doors are almost never closed. Building an organization that's really flat, where everybody has access, there's good communications on a formal and informal basis, I think that's been the biggest lesson for me is how to build an organization that still functions like a family. And Julie Packard was just saying the other day, you know, this started as a family project with the Packard family, and it has, and it still remains a family, a much larger one, but we still try and operate with that feeling of family here. And that is different than any other organization I've ever worked with.
Charlie, your thoughts?
Well, I just love what I'm hearing, and have always admired both the Hewlett-Packard company as well as the aquarium. I think what I'm watching for our leaders listening is this combination of being a leader in the field, of listening to people, and then experimenting, not being afraid to experiment. So there's three things there that when you bring them together with that family environment, you're not guaranteed of success at every moment, but you will increase your chances of real longevity and impact. Experimentation, innovation, and listening to the people that you're serving.
Yeah. You know, when the aquarium first opened, and this is a kind of a common misconception, people think that the aquarium is operated by Hewlett-Packard or some government entity.
Right.
Mr. Packard and the Packard family spent about $55 million building this institution, and on opening day, they turned the aquarium over to the Monterey Bay Aquarium Foundation. So we operate as a nonprofit foundation, and Mr. Packard was adamant about that. He said, you need to be on your own, and if you are doing a good job and being responsive to your audience, people will come to the aquarium, and they will pay admission to see amazing exhibits, and you will prosper. And that was very important to him, that he got us off to a good start and we opened debt-free. And after that, it was up to us to really make our way in the world.
Well, as we go to our third and final break, I want to again remind listeners that you can learn more about our show at www.ourglobalhope.com. We'll be right back to focus on advocacy, education, and concerns at the Monterey Bay Aquarium with our wonderful guest, Mr. Jim Covell. And for more world-changing leadership talk.